This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Can somebody find Michael Lombardi and tell him we have another football season to do right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network? I'm Patrick Maher. We're going officially, Mr. Lombardi, coast to coast. How you doing, my man? Where you been the last month?
I know. Where have I been? I've been here, my man, and I'm happy to have you back. I'm happy to see you in my camera. I'm happy to get the show on the road with Matt Santos and Kevin and the crew. I'm happy you're happy there in Los Angeles, looking really good there. I love the setting, and we got so much to talk about. You know, it's like the Deshaun Watson was waiting for you to return, the ruling. Judge Robinson was just waiting for you to be here to kind of navigate and play point guard on this thing.
And a fellow Gamecock, Deebo Samuel, held out for me as well. So we'll get to him in just a little bit. He re-ups with the 49ers. After doing the modern post-scrub of Insta and Twitter, you know how he does. And then he got his deal, Michael Lombardi, that being Deebo. But you mentioned, as we say hi, first off, I just want to say a couple things. One, Michael Lombardi, of course, M. Lombardi NFL on Twitter. He is going into his fifth NFL season here on VSiN. I don't know if you realized how time flies, Michael, but this is going to be our fourth season, college football and NFL season together here on VSiN. This is going to be your fifth. And it's August 1st, 2022. We're kind of officially getting underway, right? Camps are underway. You have a great write-up at VSiN.com about, you know, training camp getting underway, those pads popping. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody's putting the pads on today. I mean, the Raiders and Jacksonville could have had them on earlier, but we're seeing this around the National Football League today. You can see, you know, the Patriots, Mac Jones running out there to applause. We see Mike Tomlin's team in pads. I think it's great. You know, we're back. We're going. And this is the week we'll get a game. Patrick, we are now on game week alert.
I can't believe it.
We got a game Thursday night. Can you imagine that?
You know, I was talking to my father, who's a big Michael Lombardi fan. He even follows him on Twitter. But I was talking with my dad as we were getting back to it. And all kidding aside, I've been gone for a month and Michael's held down the fort. So I appreciate you. But I told him, you can tell he's an NFL lifer and you can tell it's in his blood. Because, my man, when this starts to come around, there's a different pep in your step. Like, you live for this.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, this is why we lift all them weights, as Bill Parcells once said. You know, this is why we do all this. You know, it's great. I mean, to have a show where we can talk about football and not talk about some of the other sports that are probably a little bit harder to bet on, and we can get some help to people. Patrick, the college betting guy, just incredible wealth of information. I know we're going to talk a little bit about that today, talk about LSU, but it's just fun to have all these, to have football back in our lives, knowing that we have now this all the way through February to enjoy it. And I love it. I mean, there's nothing better. Okay. The strategy of the game and all that.
It's well put. And we're going to get to Deshaun. I just want to quickly say the college football betting guide. I want to say Steve McAdam, Adam Burke, Adam Kramer, thank you for ruining the last week of my vacation, because this thing dropped. It's like 200. It's almost 300. It's maybe more than 300 pages. I'm beyond words when I start to try to comprehend how much work went into it. So to everybody behind the scenes, and remember, if you go to VSiN.com/subscribe right now and sign up for the guide, you're also going to become a subscriber. You're also going to get the NFL guide, which drops in about a month, less than a month. So like, if you go, Michael, the last 5 days, I've just spent just reading that guide. The college football guide is our best ever.
No doubt. It's got so much information, and it's going to give you some clues on whether you want to bet the over or under, look ahead to these teams. Because, look, I got to be honest with you. I mean, the NFL has a waiver wire, so we can keep track of where teams go and where players go and who's added and who's subtracted. Yep. College, there's no – I mean, you know, all of a sudden you see this guy. What happened to that player? Oh, no, he's on LSU's team now. He left Arizona State, Jaden Daniels. So it's hard. And unless you really have kept up on it, which nobody has, you know, the guide will give you 2, 3, 4 steps to really help you make some money.
We were promised, Michael Lombardi, here on the Lombardi Line, we were promised some clarity last night. I don't know if you were expecting the settlement to come today. I think you were kind of on top of this as far as the timing for Deshaun Watson, but some clarity was promised this morning, and clarity was delivered. More than 2 years after the first civil lawsuit filed against Deshaun Watson, Sue L. Robinson, who was a joint mediator there for the NFL and NFLPA, she has decided that He, Deshaun Watson, will be suspended for the first six games of the 2022 season. No fines. I couldn't have been more wrong. I'm going to let you run with this. I thought he was going to get suspended for a season just because of the climate. Six games. Your reaction, Michael Lombardi.
So this morning at 8 o'clock, I did Mitch and Pauly, and Mitch asked me a great question. He said, would you bet the over 4.5 that it's over or under suspension? And I said, go under, because when the NFLPA released that statement about we're not going to challenge the ruling of Sue Robinson, they knew. They knew what the ruling was, right? They knew exactly what it was. So I thought it was going to be four games. I thought it was going to be lenient. Now, here's what I did say, and I tweeted this out. I don't have all the information. I'm going to trust Sue Robinson that she's heard the case. She is a judge. She's heard the case. She's heard the evidence. She understands the collective bargaining agreement. She understands the law. Those are two things I don't. I don't know law. I don't really understand the whole essence of the collective bargaining agreement. And I don't have any piece of evidence that I've listened to other than what's been filtered to me through lawyers and other media outlets. I don't know those. So I can't really say it's too severe, it's too soft. I don't know. She does. I put faith in her. I mean, and if I'm Roger Goodell, I think that's how you have to handle this. If Roger Goodell thinks she was too soft on this based on what he knows, then maybe he hired the wrong person and he didn't do his due diligence. Because as we know with Supreme Court justices, when they go in front of the Congress, you know, they have to present what they've done in the past. Sometimes they don't answer the questions, as we found out. But the reality of it is their track record indicates what they believe in. And Goodell should have known that. So for me, I don't know why Goodell would challenge this, because he put it right in her lap.
So the NFLPA said whatever happens, which you knew last night when the NFLPA gave that statement, Michael, they said they're going to stick with whatever the decision is. You knew it was going to be favorable for Deshaun Watson, right? Now, let me give you, I just went offshore and grabbed these odds. Will his six-game suspension be increased? Would it surprise you if I told you minus 130 is yes? So the favorite is that Goodell is going to do something here. Here's the conflict of interest. Goodell wants Watson playing. This is a wild situation if Goodell then goes and increases the suspension.
Well, he also has a lightning rod. He could say, look, I appointed Sue Robinson. I'm going to honor what she did. I don't agree with it, but I'm going to honor it because I gave her the authority to make this decision. And he could tell the players, this is the way the system is. Now, if he tries to kind of interject in this, I think the reason they were so desperate to get a settlement with the Players Association is because they don't want this to become a legal case. They don't want this to go into the court where maybe Goodell's collective bargaining agreement rights that were negotiated could get cloudy. And they could lose that case. And if that happens, then maybe Goodell loses some of his authority. I think he's better off saying, look, exactly what I just said. She heard all the evidence. She is an expert. I appointed her for the role. She made the decision. You cannot agree with it, and you're entitled to it. But you might not have all the information, just so you're aware of that.
I'm going to update you on the odds. By the way, I was at DraftKings, and we have DraftKings information. Our friends and our partners there in Massachusetts, gambling is legalized now in Massachusetts. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But I immediately went to DraftKings because nobody's quicker than DraftKings along with BetMGM. But I immediately went to DraftKings, Michael, when this news dropped, and they opened the season win total at 9.5. Now, I bring that up because there's going to be a variance within the market. Other books are going to be 9, and there's going to be juice going each way. So 9.5, we'll get to the schedule, which, as you know, is very favorable for the Browns to start off those first 4 weeks. But the numbers did shorten. Super Bowl odds go 30-25-1 at DraftKings, 14-1 in conference down to 12-1. But let's go back to your point. Do you think Goodell does something here? Because I got an offshore that's telling me he's going to extend this beyond 6.
I think he's meeting with his lawyers, and he's asking them this specific question. If I change this, and the PA then takes me to what are our chances of winning, and how long does this go out? I think that's the conversation. I think if he felt like he was, you know, why would you put it in? See, when he put it in Sue Robinson's court, he basically said, look, there it is. She's got the authority to make the decision. She brings credentials with her that are significant. I mean, she brings credentials, and she's a judge. I am not. I've never heard a case. I've had evidence presented to me that's been right, that's been wrong. I don't know the evidence of the case. She does. she also knows the text and what she interprets, and she came up with six. I think he's worried about the PA. That's why they tried to get a settlement. Why else would you try to get a settlement with the PA? Because you want to stay out of court.
And by the way, Goodell's a lawyer. So it's not like he doesn't know the inner workings. He absolved himself. They put somebody beyond reputable in Sue Robinson in charge of this case. I mean, she's a federal judge, as you just said. So is August 1st not just the return, but is August 1st also Kevin Stefanski's birthday? Because the winner here is your boy, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting a top five quarterback in week seven. Let's be fair.
Yeah, no, he is. And he's got a, and he has a, and he practices with them all summer. So he's going to get everything involved. He's not leaving. Yeah. He's there. He doesn't have to go anywhere until the first day before the first, when we start the season. So he's going to get great reps at this.
Okay, let's go through the numbers when we come back. It feels good to be back. It feels good to see my man, M. Lombardi, NFL, of course, on Twitter. I'm telling you, I don't know if you've been doing P90X out there tanning with Millie, surfing, but you look good and tanned and ready to go for another football season.
A lot of running around with the grandkids, Patrick. It can wear on you now. I can tell you that. It's
I did it for one day, and I slept the full next day. I will tell you that. Hey, quickly, when we come back, I got a DraftKings prop on Nick Chubb that I love, that I'm going to lay out for Michael Lombardi when we come back. But the big news today, I mean, to be honest with you, I was shocked. Deshaun Watson, six games, that's the penalty. No suspension as far as a fine. Will that be increased? Goodell has the power to do it over the next 3 days. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Cleveland Browns schedule next here at Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, thank you, Brent. It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. That's BetMGM Sports. BetMGM is all your favorite wagering options. You can go in-game with the betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip. Bring that state-issued ID ready to go anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your style, you're going to love BetMGM state-of-the-art technology, fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. It is the Lombardi Line. We're going coast to coast. He, of course, is Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. I loved what you did. We'll get right into the Cleveland Browns here. I loved what you did at VSiN.com with, it's almost like you did a mailbag on training camp.
Yeah.
Where you had a bunch of different like bullet points you went over. So we're going to get, Davis Mills is getting some love from Lombardi. We'll go over that in just a little bit here. Also, the college football betting guide is out. I've been here now for 4 years, and it's our best guide yet. Go subscribe. You'll get that, plus the NFL guide. It is invaluable information. Michael said it very well when it comes to college. With the transfer portal, Michael, like the first thing I look when I'm handicapping a team is returning starters. Well, we're going to go over LSU. They've got five on offense, five on defense coming back, but where's the quarterback? Where's the skill position? Who's what, who's where, what's upside down. So we'll get into LSU, but that is very important with the college football betting guide to know who's where.
Yeah, and also to know about some – look, Utah plays Ohio State, correct, in the Rose Bowl, and everybody's complaining because Ohio State's receivers who are first-round draft pick players don't play. And then we find out that the backups are just as good. So, like, how do I not know that LSU doesn't have more backups that are just as good? Right? Like, how do I know? I mean, I love the returning starter element. I think that's really important. Yep. And, you know, we look at that. I think it's great. But, you know, I mean, they got this kid, Will Campbell, who's supposed to be this sensational left tackle. He may be better than whoever they lost. I don't know. That to me is the hard part about college. You just don't know who's behind them. In the NFL, I know who's the depth behind them. Now, some guys that don't get a chance to play surprise us, but we kind of know who they are.
100%. We'll get to a little college coming up. You can go check it out right now. VSiN.com, the college football betting guide. You will be blown away. Okay, I was equally blown away. Deshaun Watson, the ruling has been asserted, and that is a six-game suspension. Why is this important? Because the Cleveland Browns, remember, the Cleveland Browns were the darlings of the betting market last year going into the season, Michael. They finished 8-9, 7-10 ATS, 10-7 to the under. But if you take a look at the first 4 weeks, 1-6, they've got the easiest schedule in the NFL. If they stay alive until week 7 when Deshaun gets back, they're going to be in a good spot. They open at Carolina with the Baker Bowl. They host the Jets. They host the Steelers. You see it right there in front of you. They're at Atlanta, then Chargers and Patriots. What's important there is 4 of those first 6 are at home.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, they're probably going to be healthy, which they weren't last year, right? This is one of the best teams. They were the best team in the National Football League, Patrick, in yards per attempt rushing. Now, they didn't have as many yards as they typically have done in the past because Kareem Hunt missed 8 games. You know, and Nick Chubb missed 2. And so they struggled. They struggled throwing the football. But they're going to be able to take Watson out of the equation here. They're going to be able to run the football on anybody they play with Brissett at quarterback. They're going to be able to run play action because of that run game. And then their defense, which was a good defense last year, it wasn't great. I mean, it was 5th in yards allowed, 13th in points allowed. They got to carry the load a little bit. They got to come through for them. They can't make mistakes. What Brissett's got to do is not turn this ball over, take the profits, and let their defense really rise above the cause. And if they can come out of this thing 4-2, they're in great shape.
So just one thing you mentioned with Nick Chubb. Last year, what does he rush for? 1,259 in 14 games. His prop, check this out, Michael. Nick Chubb's prop over at DraftKings right now, 1,200.5. So if he gets 1,201 yards, you're going to win if you go over that. Remember, that his last full season was in 19. He rushed for 1,500 yards, 1,494. Why wouldn't I go over at DraftKings right now on 1,200, knowing that those first 6 weeks relied heavily on Chubb?
Well, I think because of the 178 carries that Kareem Hunt and D'Ernest Johnson got. I think they're saying that he's going to get a break. And the 178 carries, that they're going to try to keep Chubb's count, rushing count down to about 200. Last year was at 228 for 14 games. Remember, I've often said this on the show. Let's stop talking about how many games. Let's talk about how many plays a player plays, right? If he plays 14 games and he's played 1,000 plays, let's say, you know, like if I were the GM of the Browns, I would want Chubb to run the ball about 230 times, which is a 14-game schedule, right? It's a 14-game schedule, and that doesn't mean I'm not going to play him for 3 games. I'm just going to monitor him because I've got good players behind him. And why not use that talent? Why not allow him to be fresh, really fresh, in January when everybody hates tackling in cold weather?
Again, the suspension, look, I think best case, I don't know about you, but Watson getting 6 to me, if you're a Cleveland Brown fan or exec or owner, I mean, that's best case scenario. I am looking offshore, and will the suspension be increased as the favorite is yes. So it's a slight favorite at minus 130. But it is, so Goodell's in a pickle here. You know why? Because Major League Baseball said Trevor Bauer, you got 2 straight years. And look, they do compare themselves. The NFL is its own entity, but you understand what I'm saying. He's in a weird spot now.
I mean, certainly, you know, in the court of public opinion, he's in a very difficult spot, you know, and I think that's where a lot of this Deshaun Watson has been. The evidence has never really been out. I have not read all the evidence. I've heard some of it through different intermediaries. Again, I'm not judging. I am not saying Deshaun Watson is innocent of anything. All I'm saying is I have not heard all the evidence. But the opinion, the court of public opinion, has a strong feeling towards this case. And what Goodell has got to play to. You know, I mean, you know, you could see it. Look, Tom Brady got 4 games. He's the model player of all time. Now, it's different. They're completely different cases. Goodell heard his case. Sue Robinson heard someone else's. But 4 games for equipment violation and the Patriots get fined $1 million and the Browns, the Texans don't get fined, Watson doesn't get fined, and he gets 6. There's that inconsistency, understanding different situations. That's why when you sit there and talk about baseball to football, I don't know the evidence in that other case compared to what Watson. I don't know it all. And I think that certainly Goodell does, and you would think Sue Robinson does as well.
If you had Michael Lombardi under 30 minutes bringing up the Flategate on August 1st, you just cashed your bet.
It's true, right? I mean, like, it's true.
It is beyond true.
Of all time, and Luke gets, you know, he gets 4 games. I mean, what do you think Brady's reaction was today? I mean, just put yourself on that little moment there and see what you think his reaction was today. I'm sure he wasn't sitting there saying, oh, that's great, you know. good for, you know, like, you kidding me? You gave me four games? Now, the situations are different. And this is where we get in so much conflict, is because people with less information have strong opinions. I don't have a strong opinion because I don't have the information. I have a strong opinion about how ridiculous the Kyler Murray clause was in the contract because I have that information.
By the way, while you were sleeping.
You missed that. You were
no,
you
no,
were
no,
out
no,
on
no.
That. You missed
no,
that.
No, no, no.
We missed you on that.
No. No, no. I was sitting right here in this godforsaken office while I tried to set it up, and I'm looking down, and I see my man, and I swear, and Dave did a great job too, but your take on Murray. So I specifically went to other radio shows and other TV shows. There wasn't one person that matters. And let's be fair, you're the person that matters here on the channel. There wasn't one person that was credible that said anything like you said about Kyler Murray, and that blew me away. Just I'll let you finish your thought on that, but just quickly on Watson. By the way, did you know while we were sleeping, he settled three more lawsuits in the middle of the night?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like,
I mean, it's a mess, right? It's a mess. I don't even like to comment on it because it's so sticky.
Right, but there was – okay, let's go back to when he had the meeting, and I know we got to go to break, Matt Santos, but he had a meeting with all these teams. And they laid out the evidence of what was facing them. And the Browns guaranteed $240 million. Now, the Panthers wouldn't have done it. The Falcons probably weren't going to do it. But there was a sense from people at that meeting that he was only going to get suspended of six games. I think that was the sense of it down there. Now, the contract blew it all out of the water. But, you know, people are saying, well, the Browns didn't do their homework. Well, again, I don't have all the information. I don't know the evidence in the cases. I don't. I don't like the charges. I don't like the fact that I misjudged his character when he was coming out of Clemson. I admit that. I thought he was a real culture-building player. Obviously, this isn't the case. But go back to what Watson kept saying. Read his testimony and some of the depositions that we've been able to read.
Well, what's interesting, whenever you talk about handicapping, you start with the quarterbacks. You know what the Cleveland Browns said? They said, regardless of what's happening, it's none of our business. We're starting with the quarterback. We had Baker. That's not going to work. We need to upgrade. They upgraded. And you know what? Today was as good as it gets for them. As long as Goodell doesn't extend anything, they're going to be a happy team. Frankly, that's facts.
That's fact. I mean, they can say, look, you know, this is what we thought was going to happen when we met with them.
All right, that's Watson. When we come back here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM, we're going to talk to Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Defense, offense, we'll go rookies next here. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, the VSiN football betting guides are coming soon, and I'll correct that. The college football betting guide is out right now. Subscribe to VSiN to get your football betting guide with, again, all 131 FBS teams. We've got recommendations. We've got best bets in there. Adam Kramer, Adam Burke, Steve Mackinnon with the numbers. It's awesome. Make sure you check it out this football season, your best ever. We'll help you make it that. Subscribe now at vsin.com/subscribe. vsin.com/subscribe as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Feels good to get back with Michael Lombardi, of course, former front office exec, now heading into his fifth football season here on VSiN. It's just something, I'm sorry, I was walking the dog earlier today and that's just popped into my brain. I'm like, yeah. Can you believe it's been 5 years here on the network?
No, I can't. I can't even believe that. It's been five great years, and they're going to be even better. I'm really looking forward to what we have in store here for our shows on the weekend, especially during the week. I'm really excited for it. So, 5 years. Time flies. Wow.
And we're excited for our next guest, of course. He does a great job. Writer for NFL.com, Eric Edholm, joins us here on the Lombardi Line. You can find him on Twitter, at Eric_Edholm. Great to see you, Eric. Nice to talk to you again. So, is MVP Mitch, as Michael Lombardi calls him, Mitch Trubisky, is it his job to lose there with the Steelers? Because I got offensive rookie of the year right now for Pickett. He's the favorite at 5-1. Is it going to be Trubisky week one, you think?
Well, first of all, congratulations on 5 years. I hope I can just give you five good minutes of radio here, or video, radio, what have you. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I kind of came in, you look at the way the pattern was this entire off season. I mean, you know, Pickett was stuck in third, you know, in terms of the pecking order of getting snaps all off season. It sounds like that's kind of continued so far. You know, Rudolph, the other holdover, is getting the second team reps. And then obviously Trubisky's getting the starters reps. But early on, it's been a little shaky from what I've read. Haven't been there, so it's hard for me to say personally. I still think they're going to give him a shot. The question is, how quickly could Pickett get up to speed? We're talking about a little bit of an older prospect. He's had a lot of experience in college. The early returns in camp have been pretty mixed. So, you know, I think there's a plan in place. But I love what Mike Tomlin said. He said, we're not going to overmanage this position. I think they're going to play it by ear on a weekly basis and really kind of figure out, are we still on the right track with Mitch as our quarterback? Should Rudolph be in the mix? Is Pickett, you know, next in line? How do they handle that? It's going to be fascinating.
No, it is. I think that one's really interesting to see, Eric, and appreciate you joining the show, because Mike Tomlin can't stand in front of his team and sell the quarterback unless the quarterback sells himself. I mean, that's Tomlin. Yeah. He's only going to give something that's earned. Let's travel a little bit further east to the New York Football Giants. Again, today I read Pat Leonard's the offense is really struggling. What have you heard about Daniel Jones moving forward as the starting quarterback? And do you think there's any chance Jimmy Garoppolo might in fact be a Giant?
Yeah, as we start to kind of investigate what teams possibly could be in play for Jimmy, whether, you know, it's via trade or whether he's cut and then he, you know, hits the market, I think you have to figure that they're in the mix. You know, Seattle has obviously been mentioned as one possibility, but, you know, until we see improved results offensively from the Giants, we know that, you know, this is a crucial season for Daniel Jones and, you know, other guys like Saquon Barkley and, you know, and Kadarius Toney, Kenny Golladay. I mean, there are a million of them. So if this offense somehow reaches peak efficiency or peak hope for all the players that they brought in the last couple of years, maybe it ends up being really good. I mean, honestly, they have, you know, first round draft picks on the offensive line, you know, talent. The only position that seems a little lean right now in terms of just raw talent is tight end. Everywhere else, at least there's some bodies there, some names that we recognize. But yeah, the quarterback situation is, you know, unseemly, obviously. And, you know, Jones hasn't done it to this point. You'd have to think a veteran, you know, could be in the mix there unless Tyrod Taylor impresses them. You know, look, Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka are coming in to fix the problem, fix the situation. If it's still ugly a week from now, and Garoppolo's a possibility, you can't rule it out, I don't think.
And as Michael mentioned over at VSiN.com, you know, Daboll, Michael, and Garoppolo, they know each other. They spent time in New England. And in 38 starts in, you see the win total set at 6.5. I know Michael thinks that Garoppolo would be great for the Giants. I'll ask you, Eric, straight up, do you believe in Daniel Jones?
No, not really ever. I when he came out, I think he was my 72nd overall prospect. I mean, obviously there was talent there. You know, we've seen him at, if anything, if there's been one trait that's really kind of shined more than others to an unexpected level, it's been his athleticism. You know, we've seen even with the play where he kind of tripped up there at the end, you saw a guy who, you know, for his size, be able to run away from people at times. He had that one big game early in his career down in Tampa. You know, there have been some moments where you say to yourself, boy, I can see the appeal. Like, I can see why you might take a chance on him, not where they drafted him, not how he came to join the team. But overall, you know, I haven't seen enough of a body of work to be convinced that this guy is all of a sudden ready to, you know, take over the league or at least be steady and competent the way Garoppolo has been when healthy.
Yeah, I mean, Garoppolo's, I think he's won 33 games for the 49ers, and we know Daniel Jones in his 38 starts has fumbled 39 times and has not looked very good, you know. So, you know, the one thing I think you got to say to yourself is the tape doesn't lie. Watch the tape. You can make all the excuses you want, but watch the tape. And as we watch the tape of the rookie class, talk about, is there anybody you really like, offensive rookie of the year that, you know, because we've only had one quarterback drafted, outside of that, who may earn this award this season?
Yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, it's a quarterback type award, right? If those quarterbacks are starting and they get 13, 14 games and play well, they're going to be the obvious favorites for that award. You know, is there a running back who could take it? Is Breece Hall, you know, he's sort of the fan favorite in training camp. For what I've read, every time he touches the ball, there's a big Breece, you know, and I love the player. I may be at the risk of going overboard here, but I see some Jonathan Taylor light. I don't think he's quite the same. He's not as big, not quite as fast, but the same type of toughness, instincts, and breakaway speed that, boy, you know, maybe if Zach Wilson takes a step up, that offensive line's better. He's a possibility. How does the Seattle running back situation shake out? Is Kenneth Walker in line to get big carries? I don't know. You know, the receiver class is obviously, I would say, that the one that has maybe the best chance among the rookies. Drake London's got a great opportunity in Atlanta. He stood out. It seems like he's back from the ankle injury. You know, they're Treylon Burks in Tennessee. I'm a little bit ambivalent about him, given the way he was used last year, a little gimmicky at Arkansas. But if he can step in and kind of master his role, and Robert Woods comes back at some point and provides that insurance, maybe he's that guy. So, yeah, there are multiple rookies that I think we should be looking outside the quarterback position to start with. You know, I'd love to see an offensive lineman considered, but, you know, I don't expect miracles either.
By the way, Eric and Michael, Breece Hall right now, 8-1 offensive rookie of the year. We'll finish up with the defense. Aiden Hutchinson. Michael, you hear coming out of Detroit, they're surprised that this guy's talented. They can't believe it, Eric. They keep on saying he's more athletic than we thought. You would think that the Lions would do their due diligence, but they apparently, with the number 2 overall pick, like their player. We like to see that. And he is your favorite to win defensive rookie of the year at 5-1. Are you hearing good things as well?
I think they... You know, it was interesting, really late in the draft process, you heard this talk about how they did extra work on Kayvon Thibodeau and that maybe there would be a surprise and that, you know, Hutchinson may not even be the second pick if Jacksonville passes on him too. I think in the end, they did that extra work on Thibodeau because they had more questions. Hutchinson, I wouldn't say was this, you know, instant coffee, ready-made prospect, no questions, unassailable as a player. Of course, there are some things that I think he had to get better at, including setting the edge. I mean, he puts great effort into the run defense, but, you know, I think it was just a matter of we have so few questions about him. Let's do our homework on the other guys to make sure we're not missing on something potentially greater. So, yeah, he stepped right in and provided, I think, a dose of juice to that pass rush and you know, strength up front.
Which is what they're going to need. I mean, look, they got a decent team offensively. Their offensive line should be really good. Their running back situation is good with Swift and Williams, and we all know what Goff is. But defensively, if Hutchinson could give them some juice coming off there, I think it would help them. You know, and the same thing with Walker. What do you think of Walker in Jacksonville as a chance, being the first pick overall in the draft, making an impact?
Fascinating player, right? I mean, obviously, we just don't see that type of specimen, that 6'5", 270-ish pounds, whatever he ends up being, you know, come opening day. I don't know if he'll lose a little weight given that he's going to be playing on his feet, but, you know, maybe he's tremendous. I mean, maybe he's a special talent who just started scratching the surface a year ago. I'd be a little leery year one. I think his assignments are going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot that on his plate that he may not be ready for, but... You know, look, he's got the goods. I think he could be a very good player in time.
He was number 1 overall, and he is your third betting favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year, Trayvon Walker at 6.5-1. Eric Edholm, of course, NFL.com. We hoped for 5 good minutes, and somehow you gave us 10. So thank you.
We appreciate you, Eric. Thank you so much.
It's the best I can do, guys. Hope the rest of the day is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Michael, as you know, got a pretty good agent because I got the month of July off. But guess what? My agent is not as good as Debo Samuel. Samuel, well, he doesn't need an agent.
You didn't threaten. You didn't close down your social media.
No, I don't even go on social. We'll come back and talk about Debo. He's back with the 49ers. Did they overpay? Michael Lombardi's take next here, Lombardi Line.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM, of course, presents the Lombardi Line, the king of sportsbooks. Unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. And also, you can take a look on your screen right there. First wager risk-free up to $1,000. Use the bonus code VSIN, VSIN 1000 over at BetMGM. right now. Again, when you do, you also get reward points. It's a loyalty program like your credit card. So make sure you check it out, betmgm.com, or log on to the app, 1-800-GAMBLER, if you do have an issue. As we got you back here on the Lombardi Line, it is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're going coast to coast. He, of course, Michael Lombardi, Atlantic City, New Jersey, hanging out. I don't even know if summer is still there. Summers are so fleeting in that part of the country. I wonder.
We have a good summer. We'll go through August. September will be even better. Actually, Patrick, the water's been so cold. You haven't been able to go for – I mean, the water literally has been – ice cold back here on the East Coast, particularly in Ocean City, which is unusual. Usually in July, you get that warm weather, but so far we haven't gotten it yet, and hopefully we'll get it in August and September. September is the best month back here for sure.
And the mayor, Bill Berman, I'm sure there's a festival or something going on this weekend that he's in charge of?
Yeah. Bill Berman's got to go down and help Nick Saban's program out. You know, they need a lot of help, obviously. he's on his way down there to help Nick Saban out. I mean, Nick is wondering what time he's going to arrive. He's patiently awaiting for that. So we'll see. You know, he'll be down there running that Alabama football. You'll see him in that houndstooth cap. Probably will be eating in that. You know, that. Do you ever watch True South where they – the great Wright Thompson, he travels all over the South, and they go to these different restaurants. And there's one in Birmingham where you have a private booth where Paul Bryant actually had dinner or lunch in there, and so you have to reserve it. I'm sure Berman will have his name on that too.
Well, Berman, of course, along with Jick Jack and one more pod, we'll get Jick Jack on here on the weekend. The two heroes. By the way, speaking of heroes, we'll get to Debo, but this is on me as a host. How we don't remember, I don't even know how you would classify Bill Russell, okay? But he passed away last night. And how would you classify him?
A great winner. I mean, you know, here's the guy had one scholarship offer coming out of high school, right? You know, he goes to the University of San Francisco, which is a fascinating story in itself, even with their football program with Gino Marchetti when they were getting ready to go to the Orange Bowl and that whole civil rights activism that they took part of, that football team did, which ended up costing them the program at San Francisco. But Russell was, you know, undersized for a center at 6'9". And yet he was able to play against the most dominant player in his sport, a man by the name of Wilt Chamberlain, and win. I mean, I don't know what else you could say about somebody who just worked his craft and became better and better every single year that he played. And it started with his ability to be selfless and understanding that he centered the defense and he was the key component to making sure the Celtics won those banners.
Hey, take a look at the resume that Santos just threw up, which is, if you know what, if you get to 88 and you have that resume, and by the way, you said selflessness, and I wrote that down in my notes as well, but I also wrote down teamwork, and then I wrote down thoughtfulness, because this was a man that was literally, you know, he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. There are people that take a stand in life, and he was, remember, this is late 50s into the 60s. This is civil rights, and he was right out on the forefront of that.
Didn't back down, you know, and didn't back down, and Never. He gave his opinion, and that was important, and he coached a team. We lose sight that he was a player coach, too. You know, that he was coaching
two championships.
The team. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Auerbach, kind of that cloud of Red Auerbach, not that it's a cloud, but the whole Red Auerbach takes away from the fact this man actually was coaching the players. So we understand that he has the ability to not only lead, demand, and say what he thinks, which is so important. He didn't try to, you know, sugarcoat it, and he was in a town that obviously he had to feel comfortable in what he did, and he made a statement, and you got to respect him. I mean, that resume is – you know, to give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to me, he is symbolic of that award.
Well, it's just symbolic in so many ways. First black player inducted into a Hall of Fame across the board. First black coach in the NBA or any sport, you know, called the greatest champion of all time. But when you start to transcend off the court, you're just born differently. You know, the idea that he just – because remember – integration, there was segregation back then, like in the 50s. Like this was, we feel like it was so long ago, but it wasn't. And, you know, Russell is just, like, when you say the word icon, that is him, icon.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it really is. And, you know, it's funny you say that, Patrick. I mean, It wasn't long ago. I mean, we're still talking about it. We're still fighting through this ridiculous conversation that we should never really have, you know. But I think when you look back on his life and you go through what he was able to do in Oakland, California, you know, how hard he worked, you know, what he put himself through. You know, he was one of those that, you know, there was no luck involved in anything. I mean, Paul Newman, in this great documentary that they have on HBO now about his life with Joanne Woodward, he said, you know, luck is a design of art, you know, and so art basically, for some players, luck is itself an art. And I think that's what Russell was. He was so, people say, lucky. No, he made his own luck into an art, and I think that's what he was able to accomplish.
That's really well put. I've been meaning to watch that doc, by the way. So, literally larger than life, iconic, civil rights pioneer. And, oh, by the way, remember we were talking San Francisco because they got into the dance this year and actually had a resurgence. Do you think he did any good at San Francisco? Two-time national championship back-to-back.
Yeah.
He won 55 straight games there. 55. Oh, and then he went on to win a gold medal. This is one of the great storied Americans of all time, Bill Russell.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, look, he met every single challenge, and then you know, he was a broadcaster. I mean, when I was growing up, he was the broadcaster on the NBA games, and he was teaching people the game. You know, he was the main broadcaster all the time, and so you know, to me, everywhere this man went, he touched, and he was able to, you know, understand what his dreams were. And realize his dreams and making sure he took advantage of everything that he needed to do within his own body. It's really remarkable. I mean, when we talk about some of the players we talk about today that don't give everything, the mental fortitude that he had is really we wrote about it today in the Daily Coach. His unbridled commitment to his craft overcame every single roadblock.
Well, you know how we now people say back in my day and get off my lawn. My man was born in 34 and was the epitome of all everything. He had the right up until last night to say back in my day and paint it as a better picture. Because, I mean, it's like the reason I started the segment by asking you, how do you categorize him? Well, you just said it. I mean, by the time you were old enough to kind of recognize and comprehend who he was given lessons on television, not winning championships.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what always struck me, Patrick, was a little bit like, you know, when I was growing up and I would watch Worldwide Wrestling and I'd see, you know, Andre the Giant and I'd see Bruno Sammartino. I'm like, how does Andre the Giant not beat Bruno Sammartino? Like, it made no sense. And when I would watch, you know, clips of Wilt Chamberlain and see Bill Russell, I'm like, how did Wilt Chamberlain not win more I mean, Wilt was bigger, faster, stronger, all those things, right? But Russell had that innate gene. He had that competitive stamina that we talk about so often that players think they have, but they really don't. When you win 11 titles, you have competitive stamina. Tom Brady has it. It's in his DNA. And this ability to continue to get better offset whatever limitations he might have had athletically.
But don't you think Bruno hindered himself because he pulled those trunks up to his nipples? Those things covered. It was like he was wearing
Bruno
a billboard.
But Andre the Giant looked like, oh my God, like I knew something was fishy about Worldwide Wrestling when I saw that. Like, this doesn't make any sense here. Like, this guy's like, how does this happen?
Have you've seen the documentary on Andre the Giant, right?
I have, and I've seen one. There's one on Amazon on Bruno Sammartino. It's not very good, but at least it kind of gets you into his world and how he came from this small town during the war in Italy with his parents, brought him over to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's really I think it's truly a testimonial to the American dream, which Bill Russell is too. Bill Russell had to come a lot to get through the American dream, a lot of roadblocks America put in front of him. But he lived the American dream because of his persistency.
I like the way you wrap that up. It's just because you're in the public spotlight doesn't mean you have to fight beyond your job, and the special ones do. And those that fought as civil rights pioneers when it was, let's just say, awkward at the time and damning, Bill Russell, as you put it really well, was right out on the forefront. And we lost a legend. You know, you could tell by the outpouring. It was we needed to make sure that we gave a legend his due. Great job with the graphic as well. That tells you a lot about the life that he lived. Okay, so 3 days for the NFL and NFLPA to respond as far as Deshaun Watson. We do have news. The New England Patriots and punter Jake Bailey agree to a 4-year, $13.5 million contract. So that's going on right now as training camp is underway. Okay, we've slow rolled it. When we come back, Debo is staying with the 49ers. I got a number at DraftKings that I'm going under. We'll talk about that next. Coming up here, hour two, Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.